In the conversations we have about representation and diversity, one area that might not immediately come to mind is classical music. Our next guests are 3 years into a project with ties to Lawrence University in Appleton that's trying to change that. They say there's a lack of access to music composed by people who aren't white Europeans and Americans, and that's a big problem for musicians and composers. Natalie Herrera Pacheco is Director of Research for the Strings of Latin America Initiative and Research and Intern Coordinator for Lawrence University and the Sphinx Organization. Natalie, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. It's so nice to be here with you.
And Horacio Contreras is Artistic Director for the project and Associate Professor of Music at Lawrence University. Horacio, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Horacio, let's start with you. Can you tell us how the Strings of Latin America project got started?
Yeah, of course. This project is the result of an initial research made by Venezuelan cellist Germán Marcano, who is a very good friend of mine, who started in the early 2000s researching music from Latin America for cello. He back then published a catalog of music for that instrument in the form of a book, but there was a small number of books printed in that time. And I always admired that book. I used it a lot. And in 2017, I spoke with Germán and came up with the idea of making this resource available for a larger number of people through an online platform. That's when I also spoke with Aaron and Afa Dworkin from the Sphinx organization, and they were gladly interested in the project, and that's where everything started. We published the first catalog there in 2018, and then this has been growing since then.
Natalie, can you talk about the work you do, the research you do, including with the students from Lawrence University, to try to find and collect this music?
Sure. Well, I'll say a little bit more about the project.
Sure.
Once the Sphinx cello catalog was published, we started seeing that our project was already involving other tasks. So those tasks were also attracting other people from the music community. So that's when we decided to create our own initiative, which is Strings of Latin America. And there we do research on Latin American music written for strings. We also do, we catalog materials, and we are constantly updating the catalogs. Right now we have the cello catalog, but also the viola catalog. We write biographies for Latin American composers. We create educational videos and presentations in order to show the music heritage from Latin America.
Well, let's hear, go ahead.
Yeah, and with all these new tasks we have this internship program. And this happened through our partnership with Lawrence University and the Sphinx Organization. We offer students from Lawrence and from several institutions around the country the opportunity to join us in our effort to research projects and learn at the same time the challenges and the rewards of working with this wonderful and sadly unrepresented music.
Well, I want to hear some of the music, of course. And Natalie, can you start us off by telling us about the first bit we're going to hear? This is from the first movement of the Concerto for Cello and Orchestra by Ricardo Castro. Can you tell us a bit about it before we listen?
Sure. This is a very interesting piece. Ricardo Castro was a Mexican composer, and he was active at the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th. And this is the first cello concerto written in Latin America, and that's an important document, of course, for the history of this instrument. And he composed that, we believe, at the beginning of the 20th century. It was premiered by Lovenson in Paris. And the concerto chose a romantic style. You will hear like very clear that, probably influenced by the cello concerto written by Camille Saint-Saëns. And that's the cello concerto by Ricardo Castro.
Here's a listen. And excerpt from Ricardo Castro's Concerto for Cello and Orchestra. We're talking about the Strings of Latin America project associated with Lawrence University. Horacio, could you set up our next piece now? Ricardo Lorenz, his piece Cecilia in Blue and Green, some of the third movement called Green. Could you tell us about it first?
Of course. Ricardo Lorenz is a Venezuelan-American composer. Born in 1960, he is the head of the composition department at Michigan State University and a very good friend of mine. And this piece was commissioned by Mexican cellist Carlos Prieto, and is inspired by Ricardo's mother, Cecilia Abreu. The piece has three movements, Blue, Cadenza, and Green. And Green has a lot of influence from the music of the Caribbean.
All right, here's a listen to this composition by Ricardo Lorenz. Cecilia in Blue and Green, our technical director's rocking out to this one. Horacio, I understand you know the cellist very well on this one.
Yeah, I know him very well. I actually was born with him because the cellist is me.
Well, and that brings me to my big question here, Natalie. Can you talk about, obviously the hope of this in part is that musicians now and in the future can perform these songs, right?
We are very happy because we will have our first edition from the Ricardo Castro's Concerto very soon out and available for people. And this is so exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting. We're really working very hard for people to get to know this music and for them to have access also to information about the composers and hopefully in the very near future to scores that we will be producing.
And Horacio, are you seeing people already use the catalogs, both the ones that were before your project and now what you're assembling? Is this getting used by people in their performances now?
Yeah, I get emails all the time asking me about works, about information. And I actually have a very, very sweet anecdote of a high school student that approached me in an event that I held in South Carolina for a large number of students there. He came to me and he asked me if I was the author of the Sphinx catalog. And then he thanked me because through the catalog, he was able to find a piece that he was practicing at that moment and that he really loved. Mm-hmm. So that was very sweet to learn from this high school student from South Carolina.
And Natalie, in our last few moments, how exciting is it when you are able to get your hands on this music and know you are keeping it around, keeping that musical heritage alive?
Well, it's in a very personal level, it's very important because it's also a way to be at home. It's a way to build bridges between being here in Wisconsin and looking to the south and see that this music is here, that can be here and can be available for other people and that can help to create those bridges between this society and our societies there.
That's a good place to leave it. Natalie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And Horacio, thanks for being with us.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much for having us.
Been talking to Natalie Herrero Pacheco, Director of Research for the Strings of Latin America Initiative, and Horacio Contreras, Associate Professor of Music at Lawrence University, the group's Artistic Director. We talked to him today about their work to research, catalog, and then share information and music from Latin American composers with the hope of preserving them and having people perform them. Coming up tomorrow here on Central Time, alcohol-related deaths have been on the way up in Wisconsin over the last 20 years, and the pandemic didn't help. We'll check out a report on the rising toll of alcohol in the state and look at some possible solutions. Plus, college enrollment is down over the last couple of years, with community colleges among the hardest hit. We'll find out why and how those colleges are responding, that and more, tomorrow here on Central Time. Up next, it's news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll take a closer look at who remains unvaccinated in the United States and an effort showing some signs of success at boosting vaccinations here in Wisconsin. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.